This crossing to the provincial G20 Education Indaba on Rise FM is brought to you by Mpumalanga Department of Education. Together, building bridges of knowledge and opportunity to empower future generations.
Well, Tlang and the Rise FM listeners, we're out here at the new hotel out in White River, and it's so exciting because we are gathered together for the provincial G20 Education Indaba. And right next to me, I do have Mr. Elijah Mhlanga, who's the national spokesperson of the Department of Basic Education. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that you are here at the G20 Provincial Indaba for Mpumalanga.
Yes, I think we could start it off with laying off the objective for the gathering today. Why are we here?
Well, we're here today as a department, but with all our stakeholders that we work with, be it the private sector, civil society, teacher unions, and everyone, to focus on education. This is the education working group of the G20, which, you know, is taking place in South Africa this whole year. So today it's the provincial endeavor for G20, where we say, as Mpumalanga, what do we want to highlight? The province is hosting its own provincial endeavor, which is a build-up to the National Education Working Group, which will take place later this year. So there are different meetings that are happening. So this one is for Mpumalanga, and then the other provinces will also host theirs. But this is the part that the president spoke about, where he said we needed to take G20 to the people. Mm. So we are here in Mpumalanga to say, let's focus on education. What are those issues in education that we need to focus on? So the identified priority is early childhood development, as well as nutrition. You know, all the children that are entering school should be taken care of. That's why we are bringing all our stakeholders, so that we are able to look at these issues from all angles.
Well, definitely. I think that's where the next question comes in, to say, what are those things that we're hoping to achieve? And now that you've highlighted that nutrition, but also early childhood development, how are we looking to achieve that? Also just within, you know, the province of Mpumalanga in itself.
Well, it's really making sure that we know the numbers. How many children do we have? What is the role of each and every stakeholder? What can you play? What it is that you can do to strengthen the foundations of learning? Because that's the identified challenge in the country, that the challenges that we see in education from a curriculum point of view, they come from the weaknesses that have been there in the early part of our education system. That's why we've been strengthening the early childhood development, migrating it from the Department of Social Development to education, so that it is in the right place where all the developmental work can be done. So that's what we are doing. And also to say what it is that we can do to keep our children in school. Each and every stakeholder has a role to play. Parents have a role to play in terms of raising their children, making sure that they come to school, access to school that is guaranteed by the government, and making sure that while they're in school, they get good quality education from a teacher point of view. That's why if you check here, you'll see all the teacher unions that are here. But we are not able to do this on our own. That's why we need our private sector partners. That's why you can see here some of our partners are here as well, because they understand that they too have a role to play in helping the country to improve the quality of its education system.
So when the objectives are met, or when we have come to a conclusion today on how we're going to be moving forward, obviously with the private sector being here, but also the department in itself, when can we see the implementation of what has been spoken about in our schools?
Well, implementation should be immediate. So some of the partners that you see here, they already have work undergoing with the department. It's really about strengthening partnerships, but also sharpening our interventions and making sure that we strengthen the relationships that we have with the different organizations, but also to provide a platform for engagement to ensure that each and every one of the stakeholders in education, particularly those that work with children, they feel heard, and that they also have an input that they can make, that which can be taken forward. So implementation is taking place now. Of course, with education, you begin to see the changes and the impact of what you're doing with time. You don't see it immediately. So we hope that this will encourage a lot more of our partners to also come through, play their part, and ensure that they too come to a partnership with us and we're able to move forward together.
Well, Mr. Mhlanga, we speak of the government, we speak of stakeholders, but what about us as parents and the listeners of Rise FM right now? What can they do to contribute to make sure that, you know, once the strategy is put in place, it is one that is successful? Because I do believe that it takes a village to raise a child, and we are all responsible for that.
Yeah, you know, what I like about Mpumalanga is that there is the campaign called Ranza Shikolo Shawe. That's where it begins. If each and every one of us were to love our schools, love the school that is nearest to you, the one that's closest to you, you will begin to support it. Just imagine the what you do to a person that you love or something that you love. You'll protect it, you make sure that you take care of it, and you make sure that its well-being is of utmost importance to you. So that's what we want. Individuals must participate in the protection of schools. No vandalism. If you see something wrong, you report. You go to a school, check on the teachers. How are you doing? What do you need? What type of support? You check on the children. What type of support do they need for schools to function? So that's what we need. Yeah, it's really about making sure that each and every one of us will play our part to protect our schools, eradicate vandalism, report bad behavior, ensuring that there's discipline in our schools, our teachers are protected, they feel safe, there's no discrimination in the school, and that learners are in class every time, and that there's a teacher in front of a class teaching for the right amount of hours every day.
Oh no, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Mhlanga, once again.
Thank you.
And that was Mr. Elijah Mhlanga, the national spokesperson of the Department of Basic Education. We're out here at a new hotel in White River. We're still going to be finding out what are those things that would love to be highlighted, but also how that we can play a part as a community in making sure that, you know, we provide quality education for the learners of the province of Mpumalanga. Catch more of it also out on the socials. We're at Rise FM 943.
Listen to me now. Old school. Bring it back. Rise FM.